It has been nearly 6 months since the coronavirus struck the United States. Initially, healthcare workers found themselves trying to figure out how to treat patients, often putting them on ventilators as the disease ravaged the lungs. But there were secondary effects, including blood clots, that caught many by surprise. In our first segment, Delmarva Public Media's Hal Wilson talked with Dr. Mike Murphy, an emergency physician, about what he has seen over the last few months.
Michael, how has our knowledge of the virus grown and changed? I mean, it's hard to believe that we're only talking about 5 months here.
Well, that's the challenge. I think there's still a lot of holes in the data. There's still a lot of holes in what we do know. We certainly have changed the way that the virus is treated from how things were done initially. I mean, initially, if you had any symptoms, you were immediately put on a ventilator, a breathing machine to help you, because it was felt that the ventilator gave you the best chance to survive, and the ventilator kept you from spreading the virus to other patients. And what we learned over time is actually the ventilator is not the best way to do it, that actually oxygen could be administered via a mask or a cannula that goes into the nose to just help with breathing. You wouldn't necessarily require a ventilator just because your oxygen level had gotten low. Other changes that were made were regarding medications that have been found to be effective. Simple utilization of steroids, a medication called dexamethasone. There was a study that showed the sickest patients actually improved just with this, I mean, hundreds-year-old medication that was found to be effective. And so as time goes on, as with anything in medicine, the more we practice, the more we see a certain disease process, the more we learn and the better we become at treating it.
We thought generally, I believe, at least initially, about this disease as a disease of the lungs. But now I'm hearing more that it might in fact be a disease of the blood.
It's still, I would say, primarily a respiratory disease, meaning a disease of the lungs. But it is a virus. Anytime a virus gets into your body and starts to replicate itself, it's going to eventually make its way to the bloodstream. And as part of the body's response to that, the body releases an inflammatory process, basically raising the immune system to try to fight the virus. And what this virus in particular causes is a abnormality of the smaller blood vessels as a result of this inflammatory process that makes it more likely to make blood clots. And then for those blood clots to get in places we don't want them to be. For example, you could clot off the blood to your kidney. You could have a stroke, you could have a heart attack, blood clots can actually get into the lungs themselves. And so there is an increased incidence of blood clots with COVID, which is a unique response that the body has to COVID itself. So I wouldn't say that it's more of a blood disease. I would just say that it's still primarily a respiratory disease, but that the blood clot component seems pretty unique to COVID and is certainly part of it.
In our second segment, Hal Wilson talks with emergency physician Mike Murphy about the after effects of the virus. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.